with maraschino cherries from Traverse City.
Nothing to talk about.
I'll give you something to talk about. Talk about cheese. Ooh.
You were way less careful with the last 12 fucking slices.
That started off well, and then it just went to fucking shit.
Well, I thought you guys might fucking cut a slice of cheese.
We don't have the knives, you know? It's your house.
Chad and Joey times two again for those listening. Oh, we need something for the Catching the Buzz segment.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe I'll make us a Negroni.
Holy shit.
Three Negronis? It's so nice out. Motherfucking catch a little fucking glow.
Cocksucker.
Want to?
Make me a virgin one. I'm just kidding.
How the fuck would you even make a virgin?
Exactly. That's why it's funny.
Just a glass with a fucking maraschino cherry in it.
This cheese is delicious.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really good.
Everybody just chewing into the mic.
Yep. For the third week in a row, you're here at lunchtime, everyone. It's your fault.
Oh, that's a good busy. I have a good bit that every time we do a pod lately, we're just doing an activity.
Yeah,
we used to fish a lot,
all the time. Yeah,
I had an idea for a fish derby I wanted to run by you guys.
Okay,
so picture this night: go to a fish derby, catch a very, very small fish, fill it with ball bearings.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where, like, everybody knows. Like, you can hear the clanking when you grab it. Like, to the point where they almost want to call, like, PETA to be like, okay, you hurt this fish.
What you did to this fish is absolutely insane, actually.
Yeah, it's like a foot long, and it weighs, like, 53 pounds. And you just murder everybody in the fucking perch category.
Did I come in first or not?
Weigh it.
I caught it like that.
Yeah.
How do they know?
Yep.
But, like, obviously, if once they catch you, you play it off as a joke, but I think it'd be a funny bit.
If they catch you, you play it out as a joke. Yeah. Of course, I'm just kidding.
Ball bearings.
There's a camera there.
Welcome to Pranked.
That's the funniest thing. You could just be like, just say that, even though there's no cameras. Just to get out of anything that you're, like, trying to deceive somebody.
It's funny, because they would instantly be like, fuck, really? They're looking. Oh, yeah, I guess maybe I could see one there, yeah.
You go into, like, a store and just, like, try to steal some. Hey, put that back! Oh, I got you. Look, there's a camera there. And then you just walk out with it. It's funny. Always on Just for Laugh gags.
I was just going to say that. It's funny on Just for Laugh gags when they point at the cameras, but they're so far away. Yeah. Sometimes the cameraman's zoomed in, like, 100x. Like, a camera down there, and you see him turn.
Well, they
like,
can't be too close to the big fucking studio.
That's the thing, right? The guy's always like, oh, shit, I got caught. But some of them, you see them squinting into the distance. Like, oh, yeah, I guess maybe there could be one there, yeah.
I wonder how many are just like, there's a camera there. Fuck you, man. I thought that guy was fucking dead.
Yeah, he's fucking get punched right out.
Yeah. The camera's so far away, we can't even use it for audio. Like, it's on the other side of town.
It's a fucking drone.
So I think I got an idea for right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to catch a little quick little buzz.
Yeah.
And while I prepare our drinks, we're going to throw in a commercial.
Okay. Let's cut to commercial then.
All right.
I have to tell you fellas about the best cut I ever got. It was right smack dab in the middle of Ontario. Little town called Hornbeam. Little place called Bambino's. A man cut my hair like I'd never been cut before. He was slow and fast at the same time. He was loose and tight at the same time. He was wet. My motherfucker was dry at the same time. Never forget that cut. If you want to feel what I felt, you text 705-2556-935. That man will clean you up.
So we're back with the Catching a Buzz segment in full effect here. How do you liking our commercials these days? I think they're
quality. They're good. You know what? It's been my favorite thing about podcasting lately.
It's fun. It's like an SNL digital short.
It is, and sometimes I'll think... Like, I'm just driving somewhere. I'm like, fucking think of a scenario that's funny. And, like, that'd be a good commercial, you know? And I'm like, oh, I can't do that. It's too dumb. Or, yeah, I can run with this one.
Yeah. I'm glad I can supply you guys with that.
Yeah, it's for a good cause, eh? So.
Still haven't seen any actual physical money.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing in it for you, which I think is hilarious. I mean, you're getting free haircuts, but it's also your
I'd brother. Get them anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I give him free stuff.
Well, you guys can
work. Gotcha, bitch!
No, we get... It's a very lucrative contract.
It is. We will never drop it for any reason.
We need
similar. The contract's very similar to Rogan's with Spotify.
Yeah.
You can get your haircut anywhere you want.
$10 a cut we get off the top.
Yeah.
Straight to fishing.
I'm still paying $45 for a fade.
Well, tell the people, though, when they go to Bambino's Barbershop.
Yeah. Well, it's regular 60 for me, I think, but it's good. Yeah.
Yeah, so, when you go there, use the code name Fishing for Likes.
Yeah.
And he'll add an extra 10% on.
Yeah, it's
a gift to us.
For, yeah, exactly, yeah. Fishing for Likes, Hemi. Oh, great.
Just add in the middleman.
Yeah.
This here's my world famous. Okay. Old fashioned. Orange. It's an orange old fashioned. Orange tangerine rosemary.
Sure smells good.
With maraschino cherries from Traverse City. Dehydrated
that's,
orange.
That's the where they're from.
What the yeah. Fuck, they have a cherry festival.
Still funny.
You go there and pop cherries. It's a fuck a suck and fuck festival.
Just like Bruce and Hearts. Wow, it's good.
Mm.
I'm waiting for my orange to rehydrate into a bigger orange.
It just starts overflowing. It's a sponge. It's an orange sponge.
Yep. You know who Stephen Wright is?
The comedian?
A lot of one-liners, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like, I just found out the ocean is where sponges grow. He's like, imagine how much deeper the ocean would be if sponges didn't exist in the ocean. It's kind of funny.
That was comedy back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why he's relevant. No, I'm just kidding.
And now look at Shane Gillis. It's just a little bit different than that.
This is good. It tastes like alcohol. Like, strong, for sure.
You find it strong?
Well, I'm thinking it's stronger than you indicated earlier.
You look like you have so much more in your glass than me.
Is that just the displacement of the ice?
I don't think I put any more in yours than I put in mine.
But it's fine.
Let me taste that.
No.
Did I fuck it up? Is it good though?
Yeah, it tastes good.
Did you mix them individually or did you shake
it? Yeah, individually.
Usually shake it.
Oh, they say they're supposed to, when you make old fashioned, it's supposed to be individual.
Yeah, but you didn't stir it with that big, tall straw.
Yes, I did.
It tastes fantastic.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Nothing, I'm just... I was hoping for a virgin.
Okay, so
just kidding.
We got somebody to break the fucking tie now.
Uh-huh. What do you mean?
Bran muffins, okay?
Okay.
Raisins or no raisins?
Raisins.
No raisins.
Raisins.
No raisins.
All day raisins. Has to have raisins or
they
I'm not eating
it. They don't need raisins.
No, I'm not eating the bran muffin without it. It's too dry.
That's the silliest thing I've ever heard.
Do you think maybe the person...
if it's too dry, butter.
Okay. Good argument.
Do you think also raisins fucking suck and everything?
No, raisins are so good. Like butter tarts, raisins.
Oh, for fuck's
right?
Sakes.
I would eat oatmeal cookies with especially oatmeal cookies.
I do not mind a raisin in an oatmeal cookie.
No, because you know what the problem with that is you think it's chocolate chip from a distance.
Yeah, no, it's true. That
you gotta know going in.
Yeah. That's a bamboozled trust issues kind of thing. But I do
an oatmeal
like it.
Chocolate chip is like one of the best cookies that there is.
Agree, but I'm not mad if it's raisins.
I'm furious.
I think that oatmeal cookie is the most acceptable place for a raisin.
No,
what about a
spinach salad?
Never had raisins in
it. Yeah, but I'd rather a craisin.
If you're going to dehydrate something, I want it to be just a little bit sweeter or a little bit sourer than a grape.
A little bit more tart.
So it sounds like you like raisins sometimes and you hate raisins almost always.
Unless it's a cinnamon bagel.
Yeah.
Or an oatmeal cookie.
So...
But, like, butter tarts, like, if you put raisins in, the only thing raisins are doing, it's not adding any taste. It's just making the texture worse.
Making the texture better.
It's not.
It is. Yeah.
It's like, here's a couple fucking boogers in your tart.
If boogers taste like that, I like boogers too, then.
But in, like, a bran muffin, you definitely don't need them.
You guys both agree you don't need them?
100%
no.
Don't need them. I don't want them.
Where's the tiebreaker, then? I'm the odd man.
Me and
out.
You argue about this all the fucking time.
Oh,
he's
gotcha.
The tiebreaker.
Well, he's wrong, too.
I'll bring your brother, then.
Oh, died.
Birth. Probably choked on a fucking raisin.
Wait till my mom hears this episode. Well, you guys are wrong, but that's okay. I still like you, anyways.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because the person that makes the bran muffins I've eaten are gross without raisins. They're too dry. They're dry.
Just take them out earlier. They're overcooked, is what they are.
Come on.
Tell her they're overcooked.
How's she doing?
Is she listening?
No, my dad might be, though.
Tell your wife that to take the bran muffins out 2 minutes earlier.
Okay, dad, you heard her. Him. You heard her, him.
Okay, here's another one we got to discuss.
Yeah.
Very important issue.
Fentanyl.
School shootings.
The Middle East.
Equally as dangerous.
But more fun somehow.
No, but you know what? I feel like they should just kiss and make up.
There's no difference they can't overcome, right?
Hey, Putin. Put your hand in my hand. Okay? And let's kiss and make up. That's what Vladimir Volshkiev... What's that guy's name?
The Ukrainian president? Zelensky.
Yeah, Vladimir Zelensky. Vladimir. You got the same first name. Both Vladimirs.
Yeah.
One Vlad to another Vlad.
It's fuck.
I know this isn't the Middle East. This is a whole different thing. I was talking about the Middle East
for a second. Well, I was going to say that after, but go on. It's related.
Still the middle.
It's related.
For us, it's the middle of the East. Right?
Imagine if Putin listened to Fishing for Likes, though.
He does.
I think he'd love it.
You guys don't talk about him nearly enough to love it.
We're trying to attract his attention without ever talking about him ever.
Yeah.
Put your hand in the hand of the man. Putin. Put your hand in.
Do you think I should title this episode, Putin, Please Listen to This? No, it's too much.
We didn't. Yeah. Just in case he like actually listens, then you're fucked.
He just nukes us.
Yeah.
Where do they live? Horn Pain?
Maybe something to put your
Why did you nuke fucking Northern Canada? Hashtag Fishing for Likes.
Yeah. It's got a lot of notoriety.
It's the middle of the East for us.
Yeah.
Is it not? Russia?
I mean, yeah, kind of, because like it's more Western Europe. No, it's not Western Europe at all.
Holy
Eastern
fuck.
Europe. Then the middle of the East.
We should pause and get a globe out so we actually sound like we know what we're talking just in 5 seconds.
Just look on your fucking supercomputer in your pocket.
But if only I had the world's knowledge in front of me. I know where the Eastern part of Europe is, you know?
So, just knowing this from my brain, Russia, when you leave Halifax,
yeah,
you go across.
Go up to over the
Very top. Soon, if you go too far north, you're in the North Sea, and it's like, oh, no.
North Sea TikTok, scary place.
Fucking not now.
Yeah.
Too far north. But anyway, you get Finland and all that bullshit. You go way too far. China's up there somewhere. Russia's up there somewhere.
Mm.
Ukrainian little fucking... Pipsqueak.
Yeah.
Just fucking give Russia whatever you got. You're too small. If I was Russia, they should have taken Ukraine a long time ago, as far as I'm concerned. Then there's NATO and all this.
That's the thing. It's complicated with the fucking allied stuff.
But the question is, did you put a sign in front of your house in Northern Ontario, Canada? It's gonna help somehow.
If you didn't show your support with a sign.
The same people who put the signs up put a black square on their fucking Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No nuke dump. They're all
The no nuke dump is my favorite thing of all time.
Especially now. You take it down.
Yeah.
We're not fucking getting it.
We're not getting the nuke dump.
Yeah.
It just cost us a bunch of cash.
Yeah.
That's so
gold paved streets.
Yeah.
A third eye, but that's okay.
No, you wouldn't. Wait, would you though?
No.
You were a strong,
educated
informant on this subject.
At the risk of getting cancelled, I went to Pickering, Ontario, waste facility.
That's amazing.
It's just a warehouse in a fucking parking lot.
Yeah, a bunch of spent nuclear fuel. And they were going to come here and bury it a mile underground.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. We're going to bury it a mile underground and we're just going to give you whatever you guys want money-wise. You name it, we'll just write the check. And everybody's like, oh, all you guys want is money. Yeah. That's why we're bringing it in.
Yeah. Obviously.
Cash.
What incentive could we give the people? How's cash? Oh, they're going to think
Everybody loves cash.
Yeah, we're going to put it in the fucking Canadian Shield, which is most known for its shield-like capabilities to shield things from other things.
Somebody described it in a way that I'll never forget. They said, the container for the nuclear waste is designed to last through a glacial cycle, which I think is hilarious. He's like, the scraping of glaciers miles above it will not break this container.
Yeah, because they want it to be buried for like a million years.
Yeah, think of that fucking number.
Yeah, not like where it is. Well, just leave it where it is now. No, because that building is going to decompose.
It's a fucking building made of 2x4s and tin.
No, we need to, like, this got to withstand, like, multiple ice ages.
Yeah, there's going to be glaciers scraping over it at, like, the slowest pace imaginable,
yeah,
it won't break it.
And we'll give your town that needs everything a little bit of fucking scratch.
And the worst thing is, this might be controversial. Want it?
Bleep that out.
Want it?
It's all they want.
Government.
Yeah, that's a good bleeper.
I'd bleep that one.
I just bleep from start to finish when you said this might be controversial.
No, he said it might be controversial when he started talking about his haircutting style.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm going to leave a few little words in there to keep them guessing.
Yeah, like Ernie Claveau.
Leave fucking Ernie alone, man.
Ernie, we love you. You're one of our favorite listeners.
100%.
God damn it. Yeah. You know what, though? It's cool that you went out to see how all that works.
And I just wish... And you know what? Maybe they got me. Maybe they fucking pulled the wool right over my eyes and we would all fucking die if it came here. It's a nice Nike jacket. Is that yours?
Thank you.
Yeah. Whose is that?
I think it was here the whole time, no?
Maybe it's mine.
It's got pink on it.
Oh, it's probably Sam's. Maybe they got me. You know? Maybe they pulled the wool over my little fucking
zoo. They wind you, dined you, they in 69J.
They might have.
Worth it every time.
We got that fucking WAP. We got him on our side when he left.
Mm-hmm. He seems like a popular person in the town he lives in. Yeah. Maybe he can tell people.
One guy used to come here for the nuclear waste people. Like, he worked for the government. So then he came in. He was a good storyteller. He would always say, like, oh, my first wife. And he would tell a story about it, right? And he'd laugh like he's a charismatic guy. And you're thinking, oh, did he remarry? Like, I asked him or whatever. And he's like, no, we're still married. But she's just my first wife. And I don't know why. It just made me laugh so hard. Like, it's just such a funny way to tell that fucking story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my first wife went on vacation, and you're like, oh, what happened, you guys?
Oh, your first wife? Yeah, how long ago was that? Oh, just
last year. Which one of you guys cheated?
Yep.
Cheating's the funniest thing, too.
It's over.
I don't know. There's nothing funnier than just coming, eh?
Coming. This podcast should have been just called Coming. Like, we could have called it, like, C-O-M-I-N apostrophe. So we can... put the title of it on social media.
Yeah. Because, like, that's just what the whole world revolves around, is, like, pussies and dicks.
Fuck, that's a good podcast name.
Pussies and dicks?
Rebrand. Pussies and dicks. Coming.
Time for a rebrand.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe.
It's hard because we got a lot of episodes in the bank.
I think
we could have to change the name of those.
I think you could just, I think...
There's lots of podcasts that I listen to that have rebranded. Just their name.
We did talk about doing that.
Just rebrand it and just call it Coming.
You guys can use the same picture except the fish picture in the back is just a cock.
I wanted to do that. Like, I was out for a run today and I, like, looked and there's, like, puddles that kind of are in the shape of penises. Like, there's, like, two little ball puddles. Mm, like, a big fucking penis puddle. So I was going to take pictures of them and start, like, an Instagram. Like, oh, this is a series of just, like, puddles
that look photos, like.
Yeah. But then as the series got further and further away, they'd look less and less like dicks. Like, the first one looks exactly like a dick. Find a good dick puddle.
Yeah.
And then by, like, the 15th picture, there's just a circle puddle. I'm like, look how much this looks like a dick. And you're like, I guess.
Hashtag chode.
It's a top view.
It doesn't have to have balls.
No.
Never does. Like a dick.
Main goal is to get traffic flow into your channel, you know? Once you got enough people looking at it, then you can put whatever you want up there.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Have you heard of fucking dick puddles on Instagram?
So tell me about this old-fashioned. What do you guys think?
Delish. Really You're good. Crunching on an orange. That's the first time I heard it.
I've never had an orange chip before.
How was that?
But really fucking good.
Really?
I'm going to try that after. Eat the whole thing.
I'm going to.
The rind and all?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I did that with the lime the other day. It was really good. Huh. Dehydrated orange. I make my own dehydrated orange, folks. It doesn't matter.
You 6 hours. Do that?
Yeah, 6 hours in the air fryer.
For real?
Yeah, on dehydrate.
No fucking way.
On dehydrate, though.
Yeah, okay. Not just air fry.
It's very it's
candy-ish.
Imagine you put a little bit of, like, brown sugar on it and did that.
Get out of town.
Mm. I'll be getting out of town for real.
Caught a buzz.
God, I'm drunk.
Are you?
No. Am I, though?
You gotta get out of here, so why don't you just throw in a Bambino's commercial? Right here.
Sure. Let's cut the commercial. And hopefully it lasts longer than 2 minutes. No, I'm just kidding. That's way too much of a long commercial.
Is it?
Hmm. Yeah. Weird.
It rhymes a bit much.
Don't look at me like I could fucking change that. It's an orange rind. What the fuck do you expect?
You're the one that told me to eat it.
Yeah, you said the rind is
no. And if you want a little bit of vitamin C.
But the inside is fantastic. Like a little chippy chip.
Yeah.
And I need that in my life.
A little chips.
Oh, you can't even have that. You're the keto kid.
No, you dehydrate all the sugar out of it.
That's not how it works.
Sure.
I wonder how that would be, though, if you actually sliced an orange up. Well, no, no, the rind. I mean, take the rind off.
Yeah, be good.
Don't be a man or be a winner.